Globe. It is Friday, December 27th, 2024, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families, through God's Word, seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 148, verses 7 through 14, 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 1 through 37, and Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. We're going to begin today with Psalm 148, verses 7 through 14. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth, and all peoples, princes, and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise for all His saints, for the people of Israel who are near to Him, praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 1 through 37. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalah, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Mekash, and Tiraz. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Rephath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan, Elasha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodaim, the sons of Ham, Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan, the sons of Cush, Sheba, Havilah, Sabata, Ramah, and Sabteca, the sons of Ramah, Sabah, and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamim, Lahabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrissim, Kalashim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgazites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemorites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem, Elam, Ashur, Apashad, Lud, and Aram, and the sons of Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad fathered Salah, and Salah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almadad, Shelef, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Oblah, Abimil, Sheba, Orphri, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Pegleg, Ru, Sugur, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael, these are their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth and Kedar, Adbel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tima, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine. She bore Zimram, Jokshan, Madan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. The sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Hanoch, Abinabab, and Eldah. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham fathered Isaac, the sons of Isaac, Esau, and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jehush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz and Timnah, Amalek, the sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. And Saul approved of his execution, and there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him, but Saul was ravaging the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.